Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So an interesting series of things happened last week, Lee.
Okay.
Let me line them all up, okay? I'm not going to say they're connected. I just think the timing is interesting. On Thursday of last week, the day before... on Wednesday of last week, the day before Joe Biden's speech about the vaccine mandates...
Right.
The Capitol fence went back up. That wouldn't be needed till the 18th, ostensibly, because some conservatives were going to come in town, and we know they're dangerous and stuff. So you got to fence off the Capitol right there.
That's the greatest threat to this democracy is those people, yeah.
Right, not the people who did over $2 billion worth of damage burned city block after city block after city block. $50 million in one night alone in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Not them. But the other people, the ones who did that very extensive amount of damage to Nancy Pelosi's laptop.
Yeah.
The laptop has never been the same, Lee.
Yes.
And our country never will be either. But anyway, so that happened, right?
And oddly, they were concerned about that laptop, but not Hunter's.
No. They don't care. about that. The FBI finally did get that laptop. They were hunting for it for a long time.
No.
By the way, the person responsible for the damage is being prosecuted, just so you know, but not Hunter. Anyway, despite the Treasury Department finding evidence of his money laundering when it was detected in an algorithm. But whatever, it's Hunter, so he's cool. So that happened. So the day before Joe's speech, they put up the fence. The vaccine mandate speech. Okay, the interesting thing about the day of the vaccine mandate speech is what was coming out that day, and they had to have a heads up. They had given them a courtesy heads up. The Fed report, the Beige Book came out. And I can't stop talking about this. This is a big deal. Remember how the Biden administration said, first they said inflation's great, you'll love it, right? It is so awesome. Every country needs it, right? Well, that didn't fly. So then they said, okay, it's transitory, meaning it's very temporary. It's going to go away, right? Nope, said the Federal Reserve. No. Significant, their word, not mine, significant price hikes expected in the coming months at the grocery store and wherever you shop. You're like, more? Uh-huh. Then the next bombshell drops yesterday. This is what I think a lot of the announcement timing of the vaccine mandate is actually about. The swirl to keep the attention off this. We were talking about it yesterday. Then we learn growth expectations for the economy are cut, and not by a little, from a little over 6% to a little over 3%. It was a 41% slash in the growth rate prediction. That's not good, especially since the Biden administration's projections have tended to be overinflated.
Let's just say optimistic.
Optimistic. Thank you. And now this. No sign of transitory inflation here, boy. American businesses' expectations of future inflation hit a record high last month. We're just finding this out now because the report just came out. Expectations of future inflation hit a record high last month, according to a report released Wednesday from the Federal Reserve of Atlanta, potentially undermining confidence among Fed officials that inflation pressures will ease. Come on, I told y'all, I just got a journalism degree. I've never worked on Wall Street. I told y'all it wasn't going to be transitory. Why can't the people on CNBC and CNN Business figure this out? You know, the ones advising everybody? Transitory! Why? Because Biden's people said so. Oh, it must be true. So this is a big deal. The Fed survey of U.S. businesses found that inflation was expected to be running 1/10 of a point higher, the expectations part, not the inflation part, than the previous month's survey. That is an all-time high. So I would think businesses would know, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
And you put that together with one of the most stunning reports I've ever seen. How all those, remember all those supermarket chains? We got this in the UK Daily Mail. They reported it, but yeah, it was about U.S. supermarket chains.
Yeah.
And they're actually buying goods and storing them in warehouses, which is incredibly expensive to do. Normally, my dad used to be in the factoring business, so I know how this works because this is what he did. Normally, they like to buy, spot buy, and hold for as little time as possible, right?
Right.
So they'll borrow the money, buy the goods, put them on the shelf, and then as soon as they sell them, they turn around and pay off the loan, right? They
right.
do not want to keep those goods long term. They don't. That's a failure. That's how your chain goes out of business, right? Well, they're actually reversing that, buying the goods and putting them in warehouses, in particular the stuff like, you know, crackers, cereal, things like that, that last longer.
Long shelf life.
Long shelf life. And they're doing this because they expected price hikes so high that it's now cheaper to warehouse goods and rack up the interest on your loans that you bought those goods for than it is to spot buy them 6 months from now because they're expecting the prices to be that high. And that was in the UK Daily Mail months ago when the Biden administration was still saying, nah, it's totally transitory. Yeah. And Kroger's like, no, we're freaking out. So all these things are knowable. They could have been known.
Well, they are known. It's just they're not talked about.
Breitbart writes, some Fed officials have even begun openly saying they no longer see inflation as transitory. But then if you listen to this show, you knew that months ago. These things are not hard to know.
If you don't listen to Democrat talking points and actually look at the trends, you knew this a long time ago, regardless of your political affiliation.
That's right.
Or whether or not you believe in capitalism or socialism. The facts are still the facts.
Cleveland, some Fed officials have begun openly saying they no longer see inflation as transitory. Cleveland Fed President Loretta Meester said last week that she no longer sees that as the best description of inflationary forces in the economy. You think?
Yeah.
Can I be Fed president? Please, 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 please.
Yeah.
I've done a better job than these people. I don't even understand half your reports. Okay, I do understand a lot of it, but not all of it. I'm not an expert.
I'm not sure they understand them either.
I think they are willfully ignorant. Yeah. What I don't understand, I look up. You know what the funny thing is about life that I've learned from doing talk radio? So much of their power, the people, the forces that be, comes from convincing regular people, people like me with just a journalism degree and never had a business degree, that you can't understand this stuff. You have to rely on our interpretation. We're so much smarter than you. Or, you know, if you don't have a high school degree, you couldn't possibly understand X, Y, and Z. So you have to believe our interpretation. Or if you only have a high school diploma, you couldn't possibly. So many things, Lee, are actually shockingly easy to understand.
Mm-hmm.
They're not hard. And this is not good. I understand this, by the way, on another subject. Odds are very high today that by the end of today, Alex Murdaugh, the father of the shot son and wife, the story that has enthralled the nation, will likely be behind bars by the end of the day.
Well, at least he will probably have a bond hearing.
Yeah, he'll have to turn himself in for arrest, though, before they can do that.
Yeah, but they'll probably have a bond hearing, and who knows, he may not even actually see a jail cell for a while yet, if ever.
Yeah, maybe they will do him the courtesy of not putting him there before they let him bond out. I doubt they'd do that for me or you, though.
No.
Here's the thing about this. This is interesting. So we have an arrest warrant out for him. That's what we're talking about. That is out now. That broke overnight. And very interesting, they have now reopened, they never had one. They have now opened the investigation to the mysterious death of the housekeeper. This is like the game Clue. You ever played that?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Yeah, was it the professor? Was it the maid? Yeah.
With a wrench?
With the wrench.
Was it the winch with a wrench?
Right. Take a card from the pile. Yeah. So, and I was saying that from the beginning. There are all these bodies associated with that family and a lot of really weird situations around them. Nobody ever seems to do an autopsy when people die strangely around the Murdaugh family. Can you imagine what you and I could get away with if we had a power like that? Like, there'd just be no autopsy whenever someone near us died. We could go vanquish all our enemies, Lee. We could do it this morning. We could rule supreme. But we're not the Murdaughs, and this is not Hampton County. So that's probably not going to happen. And plus, I would never want to hurt anyone. I have trouble stepping on ants on the sidewalk. I feel terribly bad. But anyway, so Alex Murdaugh going to be Arrested, not arrested today.
Well, turning himself in.
Turning himself in, probably. Yeah, and the maid, because the maid is a long-term nanny, right? And she's also their housekeeper. She died in 2018 after a slip and fall incident that Alex Murdaugh told the sons he was responsible for. So they did an autopsy, right? No. What? No. They settled out of court. What, you mean he didn't even fight their lawsuit? Nope, they settled. They're opening that sucker back up. They should. What is with this guy?
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you see this Nicki Minaj thing? They don't want you to see this Nicki Minaj thing. She's the rapper. She's black. Biden supporter. Doesn't know censorship like we know censorship. Hasn't spent time in Facebook jail or understand there are a lot of things you're just not allowed to say in America because they say so. A lot of questions you're not allowed to ask. Nicki Minaj made a mistake. She shared with the world that she wasn't going to the Met because vaccination was required. And shared a story about her cousin's, I can't get through this without laughing, her cousin's friend who got dumped at the altar because he took the shot and his testicles got swollen. Apparently he's got potency problems now. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know what the medical code is for that. Dumped at the altar from swollen testicles from shot. Look, I don't know. I don't know the details of this. Nobody does. Twitter doesn't. Did you see Fauci, by the way? He pronounced the guy unaffected by the shot. Oh, you mean he examined him? No, that guy's in Trinidad. Well, how does he know? He didn't even examine him. He doesn't. But you can now diagnose patients in other states and countries. Even if you've never laid eyes on them, it's amazing. Only Fauci can do it, though, not you. If you're a doctor locally and you want to make a claim about somebody who got something somewhere, they will shut you down and take you off Twitter. But Fauci can do it because he's, well, you know, he's Fauci. So anyway, She says Twitter shut her down. She tried to run a poll about it, and she's very angry. And she's shocked to see this kind of censorship here. And, you know, so look, we all know what it's like to run afoul of the Ministry of Truth. And she makes a point. Look, I'm not making any claims about the shot. Get it if you want. All she said was, I have questions. I need to do more research, and I need to pray about it. That was enough, man. They shut her down. Welcome to our world. Ask a question. No, shut up. But, I mean, it seems Hunter's laptop is real. Shut up. Well, no, we have proof here. We've gotten a copy of it. And nope, New York Times deplatformed. But see, this doesn't happen to black rappers who endorse Democrat candidates, as Nicki Minaj did with Joe Biden, until now. Until she upset the Ministry of Truth. Again, not by making any claims. She didn't make any claims. She said she didn't know. She wanted to do more research. That is enough. She went on All Urban Central. That's a YouTube channel for black people who are fans of rap, right? And she let it fly. And she's got a warning for you. And you need to hear this. She says she performed in China. And that the USA is becoming just like China. I'll let her tell you. Here you go.
I remember going to China and they were telling us, you know, you cannot speak out against, you know, the people in power there, etc. And I remember all of us thinking, oh, okay, well, you know, we understand and we respect the laws here and you know, that it's so different where we live. But don't y'all see what's happening? Don't y'all see that we are living now in that time where people will turn their back on you? I'm not agreeing. But people will isolate you if you simply speak and ask a question.
You're getting it.
Y'all don't see what the f*** is happening? And I'm seeing black women on Twitter, black women I follow, acting like this is funny. Now, I ain't gonna lie, I had a lot of fun yesterday and a lot of laughs. But black women, are y'all forgetting there was a time not too long ago where you couldn't even make eye contact with people? And you're okay with what's happening? We're no longer even allowed to voice our opinions or to ask questions now.
She's getting it, isn't it? Isn't she? Isn't this amazing? They can do this to a president. And they can do this to Nicki Minaj. They could do this to anyone. Texter writes, her mistake was she said she was praying about it. Wait till you hear what else she said. I got that coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Texter writes, about rapper Nicki Minaj, who made the question the mistake of talking about a vaccine injury someone she knows supposedly suffered, saying she needs to do a research before she gets it. She didn't tell anyone not to get it. Said she was going to pray about it. Well, even though she's liberal and endorsed Joe Biden, that did not fly with the Ministry of Truth. She's learning what the rest of us have lived with for a long time. Texter writes, her mistake was she said she was praying about it. Yeah, it went downhill from there. Now, the texter writes, saying she needs to pray about it was her big mistake. The government is the only recognized higher power allowed. That's true, too. Texter writes, magically, my radio went out when you played that Nicki Minaj clip. Texter writes, hey, Tara, Nicki Minaj is obviously too young to remember tanks ruling the streets of China. The Chinese people know all too well what happens when dissension is voiced. Now, the texter writes, the left always eats their own. They're going to have to eat a lot of them at the rate they're going. Another texter writes, boy, isn't this true. By the time the liberals realize what's happening, the country will be gone, and I will not forgive them. Another texter writes, welcome to the party, Nicki. What took you so long? Okay, now here's the other interesting thing that she said. This took a lot of courage. Maybe she's realizing now how much. That she is not the only famous performer she knows of who's afraid to speak out. Folks, if they can't speak out... Well, what the heck? What am I talking about? Our president can't speak out. He's been deplatformed across all platforms. He's a former president. So what the heck? This is where we've gotten to, folks. Republicans did all this by not speaking up, our so-called leaders. Here's Nicki Minaj on the rest of it. After saying, hey, listen, this place is just like China. Y'all wake up. Do you know what's going on here? Black Democrat rapper, y'all.
Here's what's interesting. What's interesting is, so many of your favorite artists feel this way, but they're afraid to speak up. And I can't blame them. Look at what they just did. I will never use Twitter again. First of all, I didn't give any facts about any vaccine. I didn't give any facts about anything. I simply said, okay, well, you know, I didn't want to travel with my tiny baby, yada, yada, yada. And then I said, my cousin, this is the reason he didn't want to take the vaccine. Do y'all realize how many men are embarrassed to even speak on things that have to do with their health? Do you know how many men, especially black men, don't go to the doctor and are afraid to tell their own wives that they may be having pain or they may be feeling you know, not so well. And Twitter can just wake they crush the ass up and stop me from asking questions.
That's right. She didn't make any claims. She just asked a question. She just asked a question. Bam! Here comes a phone call from the White House. We'd like to talk to you. Well, come out and see us. Texter writes, welcome to the real woke world, Nicki. Texter writes, Tara, what a vulgar display of hypocrisy your show is today. A man has a medical condition causing pain in the most personal part of his body, and it's only an opportunity for you to make vulgar jokes. Why? Well, I wouldn't say I made jokes. The vulgar disrespect of the male body is just another symptom of the degeneration of society you usually talk about. Well, no, I can joke about it. Well, it's not real. Now, if it was real, it would be terrible. Well, it's not real. Fauci says it's not real, so it's not real. Whatever Fauci says is what is, the alpha and the omega. Yeah, no, it's not real. I would never joke about a man who actually had swollen testicles and got dumped at the altar. Fauci said it didn't happen. So that's why I'm joking. It's not real. Now, you may be wondering, how does Fauci know that? The guy's in Trinidad. He's never met him. He diagnosed him across an ocean. Yes, but Fauci has special powers. Special powers other doctors don't have, and he can diagnose people he doesn't know and has never met. And he knows. There's no testicular swelling. So I didn't do that. I didn't do what you're talking about. No, because it's not real. So it's okay to laugh about it, right? They laughed about it on cable TV because it's not real. Now, if it'd been real, now that would be untoward and very offensive. And I would apologize, but I'm not going to because Fauci said. And when Fauci says, meanwhile, y'all, did you see, speaking of displays before the world, folks, did you see our gold medal winners yesterday on television with tears running down their faces? I did. You want to talk about being mortified before the planet? And do you know what they were talking about yesterday? Our gold medal winners. The faces, you know their faces. Michaela Maroney, Simone Biles, Ali Reisman. Ali Reisman. You may not know their names off the top of your head, but you know those faces. They're our pride. And they were sexually abused by a monster. An absolute monster. Again and again and again and again. Starting at 13 years old, Michaela Maroney. And they went to the FBI, all of them. They told the FBI their stories. But the special agent in charge of the Indianapolis office wanted a job. He wanted a job. And he had applied for a job at the very place that they were complaining about. That a cabal of USA Gymnastics and the Olympic team, the Olympic Committee had protected the doctor who abused them. He wanted a job. He even applied for one after they told him their horrific story. So he buried their cases. And then to cover up the fact that he buried their cases, he falsified their records. He even falsified their interviews. And then he signed under penalty of perjury. And then, under oath, he lied to the inspectors about it. There are more felonies there than I can count on one hand. But it's FBI lie. And you know what's fascinating about this? This isn't partisan for once. This isn't partisan. The FBI is a criminal organization that exists to further its own interests, mainly their political interests and also self-enrichment. It serves no other purpose. And to further those interests, the FBI covered up for this guy. He was allowed to retire and get to pension. When his at least six crimes, most of them felonies, were presented to the Department of Justice under Bill Barr, a Republican, this cuts both ways. Democrat and Republican. He declined to prosecute. Any surprise? I mean, the top tier of the FBI signed under penalty of perjury to the FISA court that the evidence they presented on Trump was true when we know damn well they knew it wasn't at the time now. It's a felony. Bill Barr shrugged his shoulders in all but one case. Low-level guy, they threw him under the bus. But this time, it's the Olympic team. This time, it's the Olympic team. And so yesterday, after word got out a couple of months ago that the Dems and the Republicans were highly pissed about this and they wanted to hear from the FBI, finally, the head of the FBI, the profoundly crooked and completely twisted Chris Wray, finally was forced to fire the poor guy. Don't worry, he'll still get his pension. They'll figure it out. DOJ still won't touch him. He buried these horrific allegations of sexual abuse and assault for 14 months. He protected the committee to get this job he wanted. Over 70 girls were abused in that time. And we couldn't even get Chris Wray to fire him. And we still can't get the Democrat prosecutor who heads the DOJ to touch him. And we couldn't get the Republican prosecutor who used to head the DOJ, Bill Barr, in his shame, to touch him. Because they are untouchable. They're American royalty. So coming up next, I'm going to play for you the only justice Michaela Maroney will ever get. She describes the horror of what the American FBI has become, a profoundly corrupt criminal organization, with tears running down her face. Our gold medal winners, folks. Our gold medal winners. If the FBI can do this to them, my God, if they were ever unleashed on the American people. Next. This may be the only justice gold medal winner Michaela Maroney ever gets because the FBI in our country are royalty. Rules and laws, felonies even, don't apply or stick to them. The Department of Justice says so in not so many words. This is our American shame that this was allowed, that this will be allowed. And I'm telling you what, nothing's going to be done. Democrats and Republicans for the first time savaged the FBI yesterday. And not a thing will happen. Just watch. There won't be any charges. Not now, not ever. Here's what happened to gold medal winning gymnastics, Michaela Maroney, in her own words. You should know tears ran down her face as she said this.
I then told the FBI about Tokyo the day he gave me a sleeping pill for the plane ride to then work on me later that night. That evening, I was naked, completely alone, with him on top of me, molesting me for hours. I told them I thought I was going to die that night because there was no way that he would let me go. But he did. USA Gymnastics, in concert with the FBI and the Olympic Committee, were working together to conceal that Larry Nassar was a predator. I then proceeded to tell them about London and how he'd signed me up last on his sheet so he could molest me for hours twice a day. I told them how he molested me right before I won my team gold medal. This was very clear, cookie-cutter pedophilia and abuse. And this is important because I told the FBI all of this, and they chose to falsify my report and to not only minimize my abuse, but silence me yet again. I thought, given the severity of this situation, that they would act quickly for the sake of protecting other girls. But instead, it took them 14 months to report anything when Larry Nassar, in my opinion, should have been in jail that day. The FBI, USOC, and USAG sat idly by as dozens of girls and women continued to be molested by Larry Nassar. According to the OIG report, about 14 months after I disclosed my abuse to the FBI, nearly a year and a half later, the FBI agent who interviewed me in 2015 decided to write down my statement, a statement that the OIG report determined to be materially false. Let's be honest. By not taking immediate action from my report, they allowed a child molester to go free for more than a year. And this inaction directly allowed Nassar's abuse to continue. What is the point of reporting abuse if our own FBI agents are going to take it upon themselves to bury that report in a drawer? They had legal, legitimate evidence of child abuse and did nothing. If they're not going to protect me, I want to know, who are they trying to protect? What's even more upsetting to me is that we know that these FBI agents have committed an obvious crime. They falsified my statement, and that is illegal in itself. Yet no recourse has been taken against them. The Department of Justice refused to prosecute these individuals. Why? Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco couldn't even bring herself to be here today, and it is the Department of Justice's job to hold them accountable. I am tired of waiting for people to do the right thing, because my abuse was enough, and we deserve justice. These individuals clearly violated policies and were negligent in executing their duties, and in doing so, more girls were abused by Larry Nassar for over a year. To not indict these agents is a disservice to me and my teammates. It is a disservice to the system, which was built to protect all of us from abuse. It was a disservice to every victim who suffered needlessly at the hands of Larry Nassar after I spoke up. Why are public servants whose job is to protect getting away with this? This is not justice. Enough is enough.
Been asking that myself. And it wasn't just her. Simone Biles, Ali Raisman, Maggie Nichols, gold medal winners. Happened to all of them. The FBI treated them all the same. The same as they treated the Republican Party and Trump when they lied to the court so they could spy on him to help the Democrats get the upper hand. Folks, they need to fire them all. All of them. Wipe out the building and then detonate it. This agency is a danger to every American and our freedom every day it is allowed to exist. And it has been going on for so long.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.